T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:16 Thursday morning, January 13th. Dave Cohen mentioning that Rosalie Hawkins, an original member of the Dixie Cups, passed away Florida and in a Florida hospital on Tuesday. She was 76. This is one of their big hits. Really made this song notable. And it's about the Mardi Gras Indians, of course. And then there was also another big hit by the Dixie Cups that I'll play for you later. Kevin Belton joins us now, our friend, chef at WWL-TV. Give us some cooking tips. How you doing, Chef Kev?
Happy New Year, Tommy. How's everything?
Happy New Year to you, too. Everything is good, and I love Saturday mornings. Man, having a cup of coffee, watching you on WIES with the cooking show. Is it 10:30? It all goes by in a blur of 9:30.
And it re-airs on Sunday at 11. I tell you what, it was so much fun doing that, Tommy. It's just having fun showing people Louisiana food.
Well, I hope you didn't talk about this when I was gone, because I may have missed it. What is this hangover pie, hangover cake? What is that you made?
It was a hangover casserole.
Casserole.
Basically, it was like you make a bechamel. So basically, make a roux with butter and flour, season it, add milk to it, and then have some breakfast sausage that you've browned off and add that back to it. So basically you're making like a white sausage gravy that you put on biscuits. Mm-hmm. But this time what you do is you cut up some potatoes, put those in the bottom of the pan. You pour some beaten eggs all over the top of it. Then you put this sausage gravy basically over that and top it with cheese and bake it in the oven.
What is it about salt and grease and starch and carbs that you got to have? I don't know what it is. I don't know scientifically why it works, but it does help with a hangover. At least you crave it when you have one.
What, you remember Warren LaRuth that had LaRuth's restaurant?
Sure. I went to school with his kids.
Mr. Warren always said every recipe you do to make it successful has to have a certain amount of fat, a certain amount of sugar, and a certain amount of salt.
Makes sense. He's very successful. I know he did a lot of corporate work, too, for different restaurants and everything, and I miss that restaurant in Gretna. Tell me about some good cold weather dishes, some hot meals, some easy-to-prepare things that people can cook, and then we'll delve into one when we come back from the break, and you can kind of break down the recipe for us and tell people how to go about it, what they need, et cetera, so they can have it running through their mind today while they're at work and then cook it when they get home tonight. Well, what would you eat tonight? Nice dish for a cold Thursday evening.
I tell you what, recently I did a lasagna soup that was incredible. Incredible. I've made it three times since I first made it.
That's a different discussion, how you come up with these things, because for the life of me, and I've talked to you about this before, I don't know how you invent these different things, but you do, and we're going to delve into that. Chef Kev will tell you how to make lasagna soup. When we come back, he'll tell you what you need, how long it takes to prepare, et cetera. The trick, of course, I think, Chef Kev, is to clean as you go, and then you can enjoy the meal, and you don't have a big mess to clean up after you finish. It'd be interesting when we come back. Chef Kevin, let me tell you something about Chef Kevin. If you think he is a nice guy on TV, you have no idea how good this man is. He is really one of the good, good, good people on this earth. 7:20, time for traffic now on WWL. Rosalie Dawkins died, one of the founding members of the Dixie Cups. And this is probably their biggest hit, I think. Rosalie Hawkins, rather. I said Dawkins. Hawkins. And I know working in the oldies station, every time somebody got married, they wanted to hear this song, and I'll bet they still do. Chef Kevin joins us right now, rejoins us. Kevin Belton, hey, chef over at WWL-TV. Chef, that brings back some memories, huh?
Oh, I know. I'm sitting here singing along with it, trying not to sing too loud.
Tell me about if somebody. I'm gonna make the people that are listening right now a star when they go home tonight. You are, at least, because Lowe's are gonna be 38 on the North Shore, 48 South Shore. Kevin Belton's gonna fix you up right now with a recipe for lasagna soup. Let's go.
Now, Tommy, this is easy because gang, if you have get yourself some mushrooms. I like to use boneless chicken thighs, but you can do it with boneless chicken breast if you want. It's so simple, guys. Take you 2 tablespoons of butter, 2 tablespoons of flour. Start that in your pot. Let that cook for a minute. Throw in a chopped onion, a couple of cups of sliced mushrooms. Now, I love garlic, so I did like 6 cloves of garlic in there. And I let that saute for a minute. Then I seasoned it with just a little thyme, some fresh basil, and oregano. All right? Let that cook just for a minute to heat up, and then I add to that about 6 cups of chicken stock. Now, once that chicken stock gets up to heat and everything smooths itself out, that's when I go in with the chicken that you can use breast, but like I said, I like to use thighs and just cube them, throw them down in there, and then turn that fire to medium and let that mixture cook for about 20 minutes. Now, once that cooks, you can take your chicken out if you've left it whole and shred it if you want, or if the only thing you have is bone in chicken, shred the chicken, but then go in with lasagna noodles, spinach, and I did about 4 cups of spinach in it, and a cup of, take your pick, whether you want to do milk, heavy cream, coconut milk, and let that cook just until the lasagna noodles are soft. And I tell you, it only takes about 10 minutes tops. And once that's soft, I go in with a cup of like Italian blended cheese, a half a cup of Parmesan. And, you know, make sure when you put your lasagna noodles in, you know, the long strips, instead of leaving them long, break them up. You want to make sure that you break those lasagna noodles up. And I tell you what, that's it, basically. You know, just your seasoning with a little Creole seasoning, some red pepper flakes, maybe a little salt right before you serve it, and you're good to go with some crusty French bread. Oh, baby.
I swear to God, Kevin, I can smell that right now. And it's crazy because I'm not cooking it, but just from the way you described it, I'm smelling lasagna. Did I miss something, or is there no tomato sauce in this?
No, this is a white lasagna because I use spinach.
Okay.
A lot of times if I do a lasagna with spinach, I'll use a white sauce as opposed to the red sauce.
But I guess you could have... Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
No, you can turn this into a red sauce if you want. I've done a red one before.
You would do that with ground beef if you wanted to do that, or what?
Yep. I did that one with ground beef, and I used a little tomato sauce in it.
If you could give somebody a hint as to, because, you know, the inflation is high, and that's why we wanted to have you on. I think people are looking to start doing some more cooking at home, but you don't have to go fancy, really, to have a decent home-cooked meal that's also healthy, right? I mean, you can. There are some things you can do to make some shortcuts. If you got to get the pre-cut vegetables, it's still a lot, it's still a lot cheaper than going out to eat, and even rotisserie chicken or what have you.
Sure. You know, chicken is fairly inexpensive, and there's so much things you can do with chicken. There's also, the great thing about soups is that you can make a big batch of soup, and that can stretch because you can make a pot of this, you can freeze some of it, and then you can have some to eat right away. And so you've got meals for ahead of time.
Any final thoughts, Kev?
And plus, they're a hearty soup. Now, Tommy, I got to give credit. A lot of these soup ideas come from my wife, Monica.
Okay.
You know, Monica is not from here, so she has opened my eyes, and she pushes me to do different things as opposed to traditional Louisiana dishes.
You got to have a woman behind you pushing you. I'm convinced of that, and I'm not being I hope I'm not being misogynistic or anything else, but I really do believe that's true. I think not only behind every great man is a great woman, I think there's a great woman pushing him to be the best he can be. Agree?
Yes. Agreed. 100%.
All right, my friend. Thank you. We'll talk to you again soon, all right?
All right, brother. Be good.
You too. 7:30 now. When we come back, we're going to talk to...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.